am fully vaccinated, but I just don't want to.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fine. My name is Bianca Eisen. Today's date is October 12th, 2021, and I'm speaking with Amy May, who is from Fairbanks, Alaska. So, Amy, share a story with me about a particular time, event, or person in your life that affected the course of your life, for better or for worse. What were the details, ramifications, outcomes, and or what are your feelings today about this event?
Okay. So I'm going to tell you the story of the stranger I met in the airport who ultimately allowed me to be here today and who gave me the gift of being able to spend a day and a half with my daughter that I didn't think I was going to get. So, you know, life always throws kind of twists and turns at you. And over the last several months, a long-term relationship ended. I ended up moving back to Alaska and dropped my daughter Presley off at college for the first time. Dropped her off on July 5th and haven't had a chance to see her since then. And had just this very small window of opportunity to get here to see her, to spend what is going to be the equivalent of just a day and a half. And it's always a long day of travel coming from Alaska down to the lower 48. And so just everything had to go perfectly in order for me to make this happen, to get to spend this time with her. And it's just a gift anytime I get a chance to see her. And I was really missing her and just really, really, really wanted to be here with her. So took the red eye out of Fairbanks at 2:35 a.m. and just had one of those trips where if something can go wrong, it's like gonna go wrong. From last minute, like, changes to the itinerary to you stand in line 30 minutes at Starbucks and then this little kid who's running wild spills the only coffee you've been able to have that entire day all down the front of like your favorite sweatshirt, right? And you're just like, oh my God. And then you get sit next to the smelly person on the plane and then it's, you can't sleep on the plane and it's just one thing after another. And I had the craziest route, which took me all the way to Atlanta. So literally from the extreme of Fairbanks all the way to ATL, like I literally went across the entire United States. So all my flights, slight delays, I get to Atlanta and my very last leg of my flight is to get here from Atlanta to DCA. And because we were late heading out of Seattle, I ended up missing that last leg of my flight. And I'm devastated, but they've rebooked me on the only available flight out of ATL to here. And it's like 9 o'clock in the morning. I won't even get here till 11. Then once you get to DCA, it's an hour drive all the way here. And that's once you get your bag and once you get your luggage and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So I only have, remember, a day and a half where I can spend time with my baby before, you know, I have to go on with my trip. So I'm devastated. I am pleading in every possible way, like you can imagine, to the customer service reps at the Atlanta airport. And the flight attendant world, I'm sure you've read the horror stories of everything, how just like poorly they've been treated. And so I just understand that they like are dealing with a lot of things and kind of can get jaded, and rightfully so, because they are really on the front lines of just the shit show of Karens and Kevins, just not happy with anything that's going on, right? So I'm pleading, I'm begging, I'm like, there's got to be something. There's got to be something. Can you put me on a different airline? Can you give me a rental car? Even though it's like a 10-hour drive, I don't care. I'll take it. I've got to get home. I've got to get to Shepherdstown, West Virginia tonight. I've got to. You don't understand. I need to see my daughter. And I'm just crying and crying and crying and begging. And they're just like, there's nothing we can do. Like, it's almost like they're just like heartless, right? So I'm just like, oh my God. So the only option is, you know, with all the flight cancellations with Southwestern and all this kind of stuff going on, like the airport was like chaotic. And yesterday was Indigenous Peoples Day. I know this is part of an Appalachian study. I hope there was some recognition in your local community about Indigenous Peoples Day yesterday. But the airport was just cracked, just was swamped and all over the place because I guess it was a holiday yesterday with Columbus Day. Air quotes, so you can see it. Indigenous Peoples Day is what we prefer. So, anyway, long story short, I beg and I get put on standby. I'm number 45 with two available seats out of Atlanta to DCA. It's my only hope of getting out, and me sleeping and spending the night in the airport and not getting here until like 1-2 at the earliest. And then by the, and I had a non-refundable Airbnb. It was just drama. So anyway, this woman who's standing in line behind me, she hears my plight. And she's also on standby out on that flight. And we end up making our way to the gate together. And we just have the most incredible conversation. And you know how sometimes you meet people and you just like immediately get this vibe about like, this is someone who's like a good human. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel good like about this person. And you don't know them. You don't know their story. You haven't spent any significant amount of time with them. But some people just give off this, I don't know, they just give off this vibe and just this energy. And I'm a communication scholar and a communications professor up in Alaska. And we just sat there and we had the most intense conversation about culture and life and interpersonal relationships and the dark side of interpersonal communication and just like all of these different things. And so we spent about 30 minutes together and they board the plane. We're talking about life, sharing things that you normally don't open up and share with sometimes really good friends, but I've connected with this woman and we're just talking. Now, throughout this process, she tells me that she is coming back from Seattle and headed home. She had got to spend an entire week with her daughter and they had just had the most amazing time together and just how much it meant to her to spend time with her daughter. And I'm like, yeah. And I tell her about mine. I tell her about Presley and just how desperately I want to get to her. So they're finally doing the standbys. They've called names and some people have left. Some people are there. Some people have gotten rebooked. And so the flight attendant basically, he says, all right, we're down to our last seat. And they call her name. And so she's going to get on the plane. And, you know, she just looks back at me and she hugs me. And I just tell her, you know, safe travels and, you know, Godspeed, and just thanked her for listening to me and being there for me in that moment. Because I think I needed her in that moment just from the stress of travel and everything else. And so she gets up and she goes to the flight attendant and she said, please give her the seat. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cry. But... So she gave me the seat and she said, you know, I got to spend a week with my daughter, and the thought of you only having a day and a half and not being able to get to her. I don't have anything to do except sleep tomorrow. So please take this seat and go be with her. And so I did. And she taught me a few things in just that very short time that we were together. I don't even know her name. She told me her name, but I can't remember it to save my life. I've tried to replay the conversation with her because I want to speak her name and I want to remember her name, but I just can't. Oh, it'll come to me. But it was just this very brief encounter with a stranger that gave me such a gift that she doesn't even realize. You know, being able to see her at a time where I needed to be with her. And to have every moment that I could have with her. So she taught me just a couple things that I've been thinking a lot about. Is like, you know, you read so many stories about people who are going at each other and just saying horrible things and mask holes and all this stuff with the pandemic and everything else. But that was one woman who, for whatever reason, gave a gift to a stranger. And I've thought about that a lot in the,
you know, just the very few hours that it's been since she did that for me. And, you know, and I think about all the times where I could have done something for someone else that would have made a difference. And, you know, did I seize those opportunities? And, you know, what can I do to kind of just be better, a better person and a better human as we navigate, like, all of this stuff? But I don't know. And the other thing is I will pay it forward, because, you know, even just the few hours this morning that I've had with Presley have just been so incredible and so intense. And I hope that one day I'm able to, like, repay that gift that she gave me to someone else who's in a similar situation. And so I really hope that I have that opportunity. So, there you have it. That's the story of a stranger, and I can't even remember her name, who, even though we only met and interacted for such a very short period of time, she had such a positive impact on my life. And she doesn't even realize what she did, because I was just so down and just needed to get here. And because of her simple act of kindness, it wasn't even a simple act, because of her ability to just let me have that seat, and her selflessness, and her willingness to be inconvenienced, it really changed everything for me. And I'm feeling so grateful for her this morning. And just reminded about how important it is to be kind to each other and to seize every opportunity to do good. So, anyway, that's the story. And I hope that one day this woman hears this and she knows how much it meant to me to get that seat. And it was the shittiest part of the plane, in the back, the middle seat. But it was literally the one of the best plane rides I've ever had.
That was an amazing story, Amy. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Thank you.